This is the Midday Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Tuesday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, as I look at the market screens, a good day for soybeans so far. What are we seeing in the grains?
Yeah, we're getting a little bit in the soybean market here, kind of trying to break through the top side of this thing, and we'll see if we can get some prices to move maybe on the technical side on top of the strength from the morning. But we're seeing some, a couple different headlines maybe brewing in that soybean market. Obviously, we still got the USDA report from last week, which brought yield down less than the market was more than the market was anticipating. Kept that carryover number, that 220 million bushels, so that was relatively friendly. Now we've got a little bit of chatter about South American weather. We're keeping an eye on things. It's early yet, but we're seeing some dryness in the northern tier that's slowing the planting pace down. Down in South America, their dry periods are pretty aggressive, so when they get dry, they just stop planting just for the lack of possible moisture for germination. Adding to the fact we've seen a little bit of movement in the soybean meal market, we've had a couple export sales come together.
Just looking at those numbers then, who do you think is driving the bus? Is it the soybeans because we know that those numbers are going to be tight at the end of the day, or is it the soybean meal getting a little bit of support from demand?
I think it's more of the soybeans and that side of it. We also did get the crush numbers yesterday, and those numbers are very good, record for September, within expectations, so it wasn't anything the market wasn't expecting. But again, that bean oil number was, historically low. It goes back to the lowest level since December of 14.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 7.2 more corn bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your corn with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 7.2 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your corn yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
At midday, December corn down 2 even at 488 even. November soybeans up 12.5 at 1298 and 3 quarters. On the Merck, December live cattle up 62 cents at 187.17. November feeder cattle up 75 cents at 250.67. December lean hogs down 65 cents at 67.65. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.